Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let's jump into this recap. We got episodes 3 and 4 to get through.
Yes, we do. Whew.
All right. So we back at Chris and Paige's wedding. Chris is waiting for Paige to come down the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Again, his biggest fear is that she's going to be ugly. His words, not mine.
Jesus Lord.
So Paige comes around the corner. She has her dad and her stepdad. You know,
yeah,
she looks so beautiful in her little wedding dress.
Mm-hmm.
Chris whispers fuck to himself. But he's smiling.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the first sign that we knew.
Yeah, there was something wrong.
Not into it.
Yeah.
Something was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so Chris's trifling ass pastor is the officiant, which is,
I don't want
this guy anywhere near my wedding.
nowhere, even it near the church.
Nah.
I don't even.
He ain't marrying me.
Uh-uh.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm. So Paige's family and friends want him to know that she is Christ, conscious, she's passionate, she's very intentional, you know, all the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Paige is a great woman.
Yeah.
She got her own
she
issues,
is.
But she's a very, you know, successful, great, grown, mature woman.
Yep.
Chris's family and friends, he's a hard worker.
Mm.
He's building an empire. He likes nice things, name brand shoes, luxury cars. You should want for nothing. This is the paragraph soliloquy that y'all are putting at his wedding to describe his wife.
This is
he's a materialistic asshole.
Yeah, Ferragamo belts and Lamborghinis. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's what you should expect. Want for nothing, Paige.
Yeah.
You accountant that's renting out the house you own.
Yes.
Want for nothing. Yes.
God. His priorities are allegedly God and family, and he's open to the idea of a honeymoon baby.
It's so gross.
Which they say at the altar, the family put that in his fucking summary.
Mad casual. I don't know why. I don't know. I kept saying this. I don't know why he just doesn't get some random person pregnant then.
I don't understand why he's here. Like, even for himself, like, show aside, like, what? What do you feel like you're missing out of the dating scene that you can't?
He's here to be on TV. I think he really did want to make a church with that pastor and like maybe a church car dealership hybrid. I don't know.
I can't. So he gives some nice sounding vows and you know, they exchange rings and kiss and even the kiss, he was very hesitant. He was trying to play it off.
I
like, oh, can I kiss you?
On the lips, on the
cheek. Like just doing a whole lot for no reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they head off, you know, they walk down the aisle, they head off and go get, you know, champagne and cheers.
Mm-hmm.
And he is already commenting in the confessional. She has a very nice shape.
Oof.
He says, you know, she's beautiful, her smile lights up the room, which
lying.
Lies,
you lying,
we know. I'm attracted to her.
Mm-hmm.
She's all bubbly, she shows him her infinity tattoo and you know she's, you know, trying to make connections or whatever. So yeah, he asks her what she does. She lets him know mm-hmm. she's an accountant and mm-hmm. flat out tells him your spending habits will be discussed because she definitely heard about his nice Uh-oh. Things and all that foolishness.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And lest we forget that isn't financial differences like the number one cause of divorce in America?
Probably.
I think so.
Damn.
Financial woes.
Yeah. Damn.
So that's a whole other segment of their relationship. That's a fucking mess.
Yeah, because honestly, like, I don't know. Maybe in Atlanta you can do this, but I just can't see how you can be homeless a year ago and then all of a sudden be into, like, designer shoes.
And making six figures, he says.
Yeah. But even making six figures, like, for going from homelessness to, like, just going to the Neiman's, that's, me like, too. A really large jump.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not to be counting anybody's money. I'm just confused as to how he got there. But anyways, Chris, I mean, that's the least of my worries.
That's the hood rich mentality. Right?
It is. Yeah, definitely.
So you just can't wait to, it's Which like trophies fine. For yourself.
Yeah.
So, I mean, teach their own, but.
Yeah, it's
yeah. Yeah, it's a fine. Mentality for sure.
Yeah, it's a learned behavior. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. So he, you know, she asks him what he does. He's like, you know, I'm the youngest black franchise owner of a particular brand.
Oh my God.
Just this long-winded way of saying he owns a Subway.
You own a Subway? Who cares? Why is that a record that you're the youngest black male owner of a Subway restaurant? Does that matter? Does that matter in life? Do you think you're black history?
It must be a big deal, I guess. I don't,
oh my God.
I don't know. And then he's proud. He's going to be closing on his first home next week. And Paige is like, oh, wow, I own a house that I'm currently mm-hmm. renting. Like,
mm-hmm. Yep.
Just comes in smooth. Like, your shit ain't nothing compared to what I'm doing over here.
Bitch. Yep.
And then she notices a tattoo on his wrist.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a King Jesus tattoo. I don't know what that means. And she's like, oh, that looks, it looks really fresh. And he's like, yeah, I got it done 3 days ago. So 3 days before our wedding, you were doing some impulsive ass tattoo shit. What? It just keeps getting worse. He lets her know that last year he and his ex got their names tatted on them.
Yes, before engagement.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And he never got a chance to cover it up, so he ran to the tattoo parlor 3 days ago to get it covered up.
Never got a chance to cover it up.
Never got a chance. Yeah. Mm-mm. Next huge red flag. She asks him, do you like dogs? And he goes, my ex had a dog.
Who cares? First of all, it seems like every single cast member has a dog but you, Chris.
Everybody has a dog, yeah, it seems like.
And
this is the second mention of your ex in the past 5 minutes of marrying me.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, what?
Yep.
So, Paige, this is not lost on her. She is, like, very disturbed, obviously. And she says to him, like, are you still holding on to things? Like, are those doors closed? Like, what's going on? And then he drops the next bomb. I was actually engaged.
A couple of months ago.
We'll talk about it. Yeah, a couple of months ago. And so she's just in her confessional, like, she claims this is not a huge red flag. This is a yellow flag, as she calls it. To me, in this conversation alone, I've seen three red flags. The tattoo, the dog comment, and the fact that he was engaged. You have three red flags already in the first 5 minutes, of marrying me.
I'm going to show you to these producers. Like, who is this?
Yeah, I'm literally going to break the wall and look at the camera. Like, so...
Yeah.
This... Is, are y'all serious with this?
Yeah. Yep. I'm not getting any further. I'm not going any further. Like, I'm not doing this. Make a fool of me.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
On TV, yep. I already see the setup. Mm-mm. What is this? I'm not. Yep. Nope. Mm-hmm. What's an oldest shit? I'm not continuing with this. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. So that's them. Now, Haley and the 80s nerd Jacob, they also are meeting to get married. She's all done up. She's throwing back mimosas. Haley, if we remember, she's been single 7 years. She is a bit picky, as she says. She has a tendency to write people off before giving them a chance.
But she says like things that are, I don't know, like if I'm 28 living in Atlanta doing my thing and you are living with your parents and you 5'6", I feel like that's a reason not to date you. You know? Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel like that's too picky.
That's, I think that's fine.
I don't. Yeah. But whatever. She says there's a reason. So fine.
But yeah, what we know about her is she, as she says, she wants someone to live a fast-paced life, travel. Like, she, that's what she's a world traveler. She wants someone who's going to be out here doing adventures, living life. And she's been single 7 years, so she's been very much in that mindset, and she's worried about someone fitting into that. She needs someone who wants the same things that she wants, like ASAP. She's been in this mindset of like this. She's set in her ways already, so just knowing that alone, we know that Jacob is just not a match.
It's not her. Yep. Nope.
It's just not her. Now Jacob, he's over with his friends, and what he's looking for is someone who will just share his interests.
Which is so not for... here's the thing with guys like Jacob. He is pushing everybody away with his nerdiness, and that's why his nerdiness is so incredibly specific. He is not just looking for somebody who's like a little nerdy, who's into computer programming, who's into this, who's into that. He is looking for somebody who's into the specific shit that he's into, so that he can push everybody away because he feels like nobody is good enough for him. Because he's a narcissistic asshole, really, is what he is. And he doesn't, he wants to like blame it on the nerd when really you want to seem as unattractive as possible.
It's definitely a self-sabotage.
And, absolutely.
His weirdness, his nerddom is like so specific that you're already making your pool of women so small.
So small.
Mm-hmm. Who's into 80s shit? Like, I don't.
And why does she have to be into that? I don't understand.
Why should she be into that?
I am into Drag Race and makeup tutorials. You think I'm finding some nigga who's into that? No. Like, no. Why? I don't understand why they have to be into the same things you're into. That's not into. A requirement.
And he makes it so. It's so much at the forefront of who he is.
Yes.
That it's like,
right.
In your face. You have to, as a woman, just like. Buy into it like immediately, right. Because it is so a part of him,
right
but yeah, I think you're right, it's like very much a self-sabotage type of thing. He is just trying to keep everybody at bay.
Mm-hmm.
One of his friends gets my invite to the cookout.
Oh, fantastic.
He asks his friends, like, do you guys have any like concerns or anything that I should think about? His friend immediately said, too much 80s, too much inside jokes. Like, tone it down. Like, he didn't mince his words at all. He just said, I'm gonna tell you right now before you get down this aisle, it's too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring it back. Like, stop with this.
Ay, ay.
So he heads to the altar.
Mm-hmm.
Very weird confessional. He reveals that he's attracted to a woman with a bigger nose.
Very. Again, specificity that's getting weird.
Very interesting. Like, what? A woman with a large nose. All right.
Mm-mm.
Haley, she's, you know, swinging back a couple more swigs of alcohol before she goes down the aisle.
Yep.
And they meet up, and he is just very stiff.
Mm-hmm.
She's being her warm, bubbly self, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. She's just kind of getting stonewalled. He's, like, so nervous and just, like, stiff and awkward. And
Weird.
Mm. We learned, I mean, during the officiant, same things we've known about him. There's not much to him. He's a meat. He loves eating meat.
Yeah.
He's a nerd. He loves his dogs. He loves computers.
Rebuilt his house. Yeah.
Rebuilt his house. Like, all the stuff the officiant was saying were the same things that we know and the only things that we know about him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Haley, what am I saying here? Yeah, her vows are kind of just same thing. Promise to be open and honest, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, same. Yeah, same shit.
Same thing. They exchange rings, have a little awkward kiss. Heading into their chat and, you know, have drinks. Mm-hmm. She says she's very curious about this 80s thing because it's such a prominent part of his friends and family want you to know.
Yep.
I feel so bad for Haley because immediately... when they do the toast and it's just the two of them, he's very socially awkward. And she, she's realizing now it's not just nerves. It wasn't just nerves at the altar.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
yeah, it's
this
him.
Is how he is.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can see her kind of like smiling through it, but I can see behind her eyes. She's like, oh, fuck, this is just how he is.
And he's awkward with no personality on top of being awkward.
No, yeah,
even when you chip past the awkward, ain't nothing there, girl.
Ain't much at all.
Oof.
But yeah, he's just talking about the same shit. He has a job in IT. He eats steak and eggs. That's all he eats is steak and eggs.
God, like, how can you make yourself more boring? Eat the same meal three times a day.
Like, God, he just leans into it.
God, this is the worst.
And then, she's a big traveler, big into skydiving.
Mm-hmm.
He reveals he's a bit of a hermit. So already we're seeing just, like, lifestyle mismatch. And it's not lost on Haley. She sees it. She's like, okay, all right, great.
Yep.
Now, time for wedding photos. Back to Paige and Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Chris's dad is talking to Chris about... Paige's shape.
This is so disgusting. And you can see this apple didn't even fall from the tree. Mm-hmm. These apples are, it's grown from the same branch, okay?
Yeah.
They share in a leaf. They are the same.
Same.
Oh my God.
See exactly where he comes from.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. This was actually my ill setup moment.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
This moment.
Yeah.
The daddy revealing himself. Because you see.
Oh.
I mean, like, the producers, they saw Chris was, you know, allegedly a Christian. Oh, we have Paige, who's a Christian, too. Let's match them up together.
Let's match them together.
They set her up with somebody with this terrible-ass daddy who also was basing himself in Christianity, this trifling preacher who was there when the dad was talking about the nice shape. He was right there laughing about it.
Yep.
That trifling-ass pastor. And it's like, they just set them up. Pastor Cal is one of the experts. Pastor Cal.
Yo, Pastor Cal, you
saw
are.
All of this and still set this woman up. Still set this young Christian lady up.
I don't know what you have to do in the next coming years of your life to make up for this one, but you got to make up for this one. This is really bad. This is real bad, Pastor Chris. Oh, Pastor Carl. God. What's his name? Cal? Cal. Pastor Cal. Cal.
Calvin. Pastor Calvin.
God.
So yeah, it's just, so they over there having that talk, and then Paige's with her friends, and she already is seeing signs. She says to them, she's like, I'm worried about our connection. When he was doing his vows, he was staring at the paper the whole time. Like, she already is kind of,
she knows,
like, she knows he's, you know, kind of disconnecting already, but her friends, you know, they're nice. They're trying to reassure her, like, girl, it's okay.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Trying to, you know, talk her off the ledge. But she does say something to him. She said, I wish she would look at me a bit more. I don't feel connected. I wish she would look at me.
Oh.
Ugh, terrible.
Oh.
Now, Haley and Jacob, a producer asks her, what's your favorite thing about your husband so far? And she kind of just like looks at the camera like, I don't know.
Damn, she didn't have
an
answer.
She can't even find one redeeming quality. That <they do. laughs> Not one. She can't even say he's cute. She just
right.
knows that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.